It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Craig.
Hey, I'm Aaron.
And so here we are at the Lee Berry Studios right outside of Nashville, and we're coming to you with yet another episode, number six.
Yeah, I believe this is episode six, yes.
Number six, bringing you some of the best, craziest news stories that we actually find on the intrawebs.
That's right. This is the stuff you probably won't find on your local network news.
No, they're not going to give you this stuff. You know why?
It's the good stuff.
Because it's entertaining.
That's right, and it's not bad news normally.
You might. Well, it's not unless you're in the story. Then sometimes
well, that could
it can
be bad.
Which is a good segue. This is kind of.
Oh, you ready?
Here you go. What? It's time.
So well played.
I love that. You know what that means? It means it's time for another poop story.
That's right.
And I don't want people to be kind of put off by the poop stories, but we don't make these up.
No. And no, this one's not a bad one.
And nothing we tell about poop stories or anything that are really, you know,
bad,
inappropriate or anything.
Correct.
They're just it's just poop stories. Yeah. I mean, you can get poop stories in your backyard.
And I do.
I mean, you'd walk out, you got a dog, there's a poop story right there. This is probably when a focus group or a marketing team are out of control. And do you want me to do it?
You better do this one because I'll get tickled,
okay.
I think.
Okay, so the headline is City Opposition Steaming. Oh, you see, and that's another great thing about poop stories is that you can almost guarantee that the writer is going to include a little, they're going to throw something
sure.
in there to make it a little, you know. City opposition steaming over giant plastic dog poop on bus shelter. Poop installation is part of a cleanliness campaign to remind dog owners to clean up after their pets.
Nothing wrong with that.
Is it supposed to be Project Montreal? Because there's a letter missing if it is.
Yeah.
Project Montreal is saying that a giant plastic dog doo meant to remind owners to clean up after their pets has gone too far. The oversized excrement, complete with circling flies, sits atop a bus shelter at the southern edge of Dorchester Square downtown. Stop for a second. Why would the bus shelter be reminding people of their dogs? Wouldn't it be in a park would be better served?
This was at the park. It was the
but
bus shelter
says
at the park.
It actually says at a bus shelter makes me think, what are people at the bus shelter going to – what is that?
It was the bus shelter right outside the beautiful green park.
Well, what would you expect to pay for something like this? You know, just what, a couple $100?
Oh, probably.
What would you spend on a campaign? A few $1,000 for some flyers?
A full campaign, yeah. It could be expensive.
Yeah, it could be, but – it's part of a $700,000 cleanliness campaign
wow.
by the city that includes videos, billboards, and street performances. Is that mime over there? Is he miming a dog poop? The message, your waste has a bigger impact than you think. Did you say they're impacted? Every year, we do the same campaign with traditional communication, said Annie Sampson, member of the city's executive committee. This year, we decided to go further and make it more punchy.
Punchy?
It's punchy. More like poopy. If it strikes some people as going too far, that's the point, Sampson said. It's a way to sensitize people. Sensitize. This is what happens when you litter.
More like a way to sanitize people.
Yeah. We need people to react and make city cleaner. We need Grog need to make city cleaner. Grog no need to use article adjectives.
Whoever wrote this for CBC News was more interested in getting a catchy headline.
Another thing we can almost guarantee here is that when we read stuff, we may butcher it, but most of the time we're not. This is the copy we're given. And this guy, Craig Suave.
Hey, sounds interesting.
Craig Rico Suave, a city councilor for the Southwest Borough with the opposition Project Montreal, says the ad is in bad taste. I feel this misses the mark. They want to shock, and they did shock, he said. How will this appear to tourists? Why is it in front of a historic park we just renovated?
Samson, I thought it was cool. I mean, I haven't seen the photo yet.
Okay. Samson said the city will assess whether the campaign worked later in the fall. In other words, we're not going to really worry about it. We're just going to later, when everybody's done with it, we'll take it down, and then we'll assess.
They're
it
keeping
it
a tally on the poo, and if there's less poo, they'll know it worked.
Wow.
Everybody loves a good poo tally.
I guess that poo really hit the fan.
That story stinks.
Well, we should probably close this. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
We should probably close, actually, with the theme music.
Okay. That's a good idea, because I'd love to hear it again. Well, ready? So well placed. That's really talent. I tried to convince my wife that that was a very talented.
Lori, the one we don't mention?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lori said not to mention her. So
I crack up every time I hear it.
I think it's good. I like it.
It is good.
Okay. All right. We got our second story here.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Would you take a picture of me real quick for Facebook?
Sure.
I need a profile picture.
Give me your phone.
Actually, there's one at the post office. I could use that one on the wall.
Oh, you know what? I don't recommend that, because listen to this.
Because the next story?
That's right.
Police
bust a Florida man who used his own wanted poster for his Facebook profile picture. And this is from Stuart, Florida, courtesy of WPIX 11 News. Mac Yearwood, who had two outstanding arrest warrants, was arrested Tuesday. You don't know how they caught him? They did a simple Facebook search.
They just went on Facebook?
And searched his
name.
On
the Facebook.
And the picture that came up in his profile picture was his wanted poster.
Well, that made it a lot easier to identify him.
Stuart Police Department wrote on Facebook that they had found its suspect when he popped up on a simple Facebook search. There, in the album of photos for his profile picture, was his wanted of the week poster. So
we just invented something. We could take post-it notes and put people's faces on them
and
distribute them.
That's okay.
$1 million idea.
Cha-ching.
Wow.
Yeah, order yours at twodudes.stream.
All right. So wait, what happens to this guy?
Okay. So the police went to his home, where they arrested and took him into the police station.
But that's not all.
That's not the end of the... Now you want to know the rest of the story?
It tells me it gets juicier, right?
However, Yearwood also had an extra surprise in his pocket.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Was it like Tic Tacs?
Nope.
Wait. Was it... mouse?
Nope.
Was it...
I'll tell you what it was.
What was it?
It was weed. While doing a search, officers found a bag of marijuana still in the pocket of the jeans that Mac Yearwood asked to put on before he was taken into
custody. So he asked to put on the pants that had the weed.
He said, hey, you guys mind if I put those jeans on?
You mind if I just put some pants on, and never mind the fact that I'm too stupid to take the weed out first.
So he was also charged with possession of marijuana, as well as the other two warrants.
Hey,
okay.
Wait. Say it. What?
Do you like Mexican food?
I love Mexican food.
So do I.
And I've actually, this story, I've heard this about a restaurant that's near where we live.
Oh,
and I don't go to there. I don't go to that one. Is it
the one we pass on the way to the Lee Berry Studios?
You pass it on the way to the Lee Berry Studio. Depending on which way you come from.
Yeah.
It's down yonder.
Okay.
Yonder way.
I haven't eaten there in years anyway.
But I've heard that that's the... Anyway, the headline is Michigan restaurant admits to recycling old chips and salsa.
Oh, gross. That actually gives me the willies.
It's pretty nasty. A Mexican restaurant in Michigan is under investigation by local health officials after a former waitress accused the eatery of routinely reserving food to customers.
Think this was just her, like, I'm going to show you?
No, I don't think so. As the story continues, you will find out. On August 23rd, Christy Bowie, she says she's the mother of a 16-year-old former server, posted on Facebook that her daughter had been ordered not to throw away salsa chips or any food items that appeared untouched.
How can they tell? Because salsa is a liquid. If you dip, it's going to look untouched.
I know. It's crazy. Even if they had previously served to customers. She was told not to throw away salsa chips, et cetera, that came back that, quote unquote, looked like they haven't been touched.
These look clean.
She did not feel comfortable with this, so asked the owner if it was true. He said it was true, so she put in her notice and worked the rest of her shift. The owner belittled my daughter, telling her she had no common sense, and asked her, if she was such a clean freak, why is her apron dirty? because I work in this roach motel.
You think you're so clean? Look, you got dirt on your apron.
I know, you're just filthy, like you've been doing work. The post has been shared at least almost 3,000 times. Former Su Casa worker.
Hey, mi casa, Su Casa.
Su Casa. Mi salsa, you salsa.
I wonder if it was discounted.
Anthony Rigozzi, who sounds like he should work at the Italian restaurant.
So you want the recycled salsa. It's cheaper.
What are you doing, the Italian guy that works at a Mexican restaurant?
This is Mario's
Welcome
Mexican.
To Su Casa. We give you all kinds of Mexican food.
It's Mario.
It's a Mario. Okay, so back on track here. Former Su Casa worker Anthony Rigozzi, which I'm still dubious to those claims.
He is Italian.
Confirmed Su Casa's reusable food practice to West Michigan's WWMT. They will have used meat out and just hang it back up after the health department tells them to take it down, says Rigozzi. God. They will put it right back up as soon as they leave. When contacted by WWMT, Su Casa's owner, Edgar Suarez, admitted that he does, in fact, reserve food. He just didn't know any better.
So you caught me.
He's George from Seinfeld. Is that wrong?
Is it wrong?
If I had any indication when I opened this restaurant that it was wrong, I got to claim ignorance.
This salsa is still wet. I'm putting it back.
This is his quote, okay? I thought it was okay, and the health department said it's not possible. You cannot do that.
And I said it is possible. I do it every day.
I do it all the time. But Suarez, who's owned the restaurant for 6 years, told the station. He said, I didn't know you couldn't do it. I didn't realize that even if people did not touch them. How would he know this?
He don't. There's no way.
Or they were still in the tray. I thought everything was good. It's all good.
It couldn't be that good. They didn't eat them.
And here's the surprise. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Su Casa has previously received a citation from the Van Buren County Health Department for malfunctioning dishwasher and exposed roast pork. The restaurant has received another citation for reserving food. Oh. Suarez says he has now learned his lesson and will stop dishing out pre-picked over chips and salsa.
I wonder if he said that the first time he was caught reserving food. He's a repeat offender.
Says the restaurant owner, now we ask people before we bring anything out, we ask them, would you like chips and salsa? So there's no confusion in the near future. There's no confusion. It's, yes, should we waste our food and give
so
it to
if you tell him, yes, we'd like some, he thinks you mean the last people that ate here.
He thinks you want the ones that belong to the Rodriguez family over there. Oh, I just totally stereotyped because it's a Mexican restaurant.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
we're going to get letters.
Going to get letters.
I got to say it every time. Again. But you know, there that I have heard that story about a place nearby, and I always wonder when I go to a place. You want to stick with the good quality Mexican restaurants. You got to watch those old dive places,
sometimes that's the best food.
The salsa that's already been eaten?
Sure. I mean, okay. The dive place, except for the one I pass on the way to Lee Berry Studios.
Yeah, that one. If that's true, okay. We're not going to name names.
Nah. I really am not going to name.
We're not going to name names, but if it is true, because then they'll shut us down for.
They know where we are.
They know. They know where we are. Shh, be quiet.
Okay, this next story had me rolling. Are you ready for this?
You weren't rolling the stuff that the other dude had in his pants, were you? Because that dude.
No, I was not rolling.
You weren't rolling a joint.
No.
Good. Okay,
no.
This is a family show. Kids, wait. Another PSA. Okay. Kids, don't do drugs.
Okay. You ready for this third story, Craig?
Lay it on me.
Cops called to a gas station after man squirts bear spray down his pants, strips nude, and then pours milk on his private parts.
Do you think he was related to the guy that went in and bought or stole all the, what did the guy steal last week? Reese's peanut butter cups or something?
No. Oh, the nude guy?
Yeah,
the nude guy.
No
I
clothes.
Thought you were talking about the
no.
Slurpee guy.
No, that Slurpee guy's just a hero of mine.
But, I love him.
But the, what was the guy? It was Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah, Reese's.
Well, is he
related? No, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. Yeah. Is he related to this guy?
Maybe. So this is from Pennington, British Columbia.
I think that's Pentic.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
Pentatonics, British Columbia. Actually, it's Penticton, British Columbia.
Okay, it's in British Columbia.
This is a Canadian story.
A.
Beauty. Mounties in Penticton, British Columbia say they got quite an eyeful last week after a man peeled off his clothes and began washing himself with milk after inadvertently spraying bear spray down his pants. Corporal Don Rigglesworth said officers were called to a...
Rigglesworth. Come on. You made that up.
I didn't know if you were going to catch it or not.
You made that up.
I did not.
I sometimes wonder if they're just putting us on.
Corporal Don Wrigglesworth said officers were called to a local gas station shortly after 2 a.m. on August the 24th to find the victim completely naked. He was in excruciating pain. I guess he was.
Okay, keep going. I'm looking up something while you're telling me this story.
He was in excruciating pain and vigorously using his shirt to scrub his private parts with homogenized milk in an attempt to relieve the pain, said Wrigglesworth.
Okay, so it's a type of pepper spray. I was looking to see.
Yeah, bear spray. It's really strong.
You seem to know about this.
I used to work at a store that sold it.
We don't have bears here. Why would we sell that?
We've got bears where we hike sometimes.
Well, that's true. We have bears in the east part of Tennessee.
Yes, y'all. The man told police he had been attacked by three unknown men, but Wrigglesworth said an investigation revealed the spray pattern was consistent with the alleged victim carrying his own can of bear spray, and it went off unintentionally.
This guy knows what a spray pattern of bear spray is?
Well, I guess. I wouldn't want to.
Wrigglesworth, get over here. Wrigglesworth, get over here and tell me exactly what is this bear? What is this spray pattern on this guy?
Look at this guy with the milk, see?
Hey. One more peep out of you, Wrigglesworth, and I'll butter your necktie. Hey, we got to do that every week now, I guess.
He said the victim then became uncooperative.
Wrigglesworth, exactly what does that look like to you? I don't know. It looks like bear spray.
Looks like he sprayed himself with bear spray.
He sprayed himself with it. That's consistent with the victim carrying his own can of bear spray. Thanks, Wrigglesworth. Wrigglesworth.
Later that night, police were called to a home and found five people outside rolling on the ground after they too were hit with bear spray.
Where are they going? Whee!
That's some potent bear spray.
That is some potent bear spray. I don't know if there's ever another time in history where bear spray has been such a... You know, they're just going to have to outlaw bear spray.
No. No, they cannot. They're going to have to outlaw idiots.
When they outlaw bear spray, only outlaws will have bear spray.
Oh, that's so true.
That is so true.
Wrigglesworth said the five were also...
Wrigglesworth, get over here. Sorry.
We found five more.
We found five more, Wrigglesworth. Can you tell me exactly what this spray pattern is? I told you I'm ready, boss.
Somebody get the milk.
Told you. He went off unintentionally.
Apparently, they were also uncooperative, but told police they were attacked over a debt. What is going on in British Columbia?
I mean, you put those guys with the crazy Russians and the mosquito festivals, and it's just, it gets crazy. Wrigglesworth!
That's got to be my favorite story this week.
I just like to say, Wrigglesworth!
Oh, the next one's kind of good, too, though.
Wait a minute.
It's not just bear spray people are shooting themselves
with. I knew
with.
There was a reason why not to go to the dentist's office.
Yeah.
Man accidentally shoots himself while sitting in dentist chair. New Carlisle, Ohio.
This guy hated
it's going
to the
It's not uncommon
dentist.
For people to go fearing the dentist. But one New Carlisle practiced his terrifying experience Wednesday afternoon when a gun accidentally went off striking a patient. I wish I could carry that on the whole time.
I hope it was the guy with the gun that got struck.
So a man accidentally shoots himself while sitting in the dentist chair. Clark County deputies say the man was having work done when the gun went off. You know, really, that is one thing that they put...
What if they were drilling and his gun...
I mean wow. At the time, the dental hygienist had just left the room. He was doing his filling, and I'm not for sure what happened, said Clark County Sergeant Chad Brown. He got his gun, and I don't know. Well, thanks, Sergeant Chad Brown. That's some good police work there. He got his gun, and I don't know.
Somebody promote this guy.
Sheriff Gene Kelly, when he was done with his dance routine, when he was done with that dance, said the man was struck in the hand and side. The patient thought he was reaching for his phone, but grabbed the gun instead.
Oh, mistake.
That's a common mistake a lot of people make. A lot of times, I'll reach for a phone, or it's like reaching for a banana and you grab an apple.
Good thing he didn't try to answer it.
Yeah, good thing. I'm just going to keep doing that. Wrigglesworth, get in here. This dentist, this guy in the dentist chair just shot himself. Well, that's looks pretty consistent with a man who shot himself.
They said he needed a root canal. He said a root canal.
That's right. Well, here's the good news. He was struck in the hand. That's not good news.
Well, considering.
But he had a conceal and carry permit. It was valid. Confirmed know-it-all Sergeant Brown.
Downtown Sergeant Brown.
Oh, yeah. One patient was sitting in another room when the gun went off. He thought there was an active shooter and began sizing up a nearby window to see if he could escape.
There was an active shooter.
It actually was. It would only be better if the guy sitting in the waiting room literally ran and jumped through the window and shattered, just went straight through the window. The dental office on South Church Street does not have a sign in front forbidding guns from entering the practice, but it probably does today.
Doo-doo.
They do. Oh, I just said that. They do plan looking into that in the future. Okay, well, that seems like that's probably something they should do, because you never know when a patient's just going to end up shooting himself in the middle. Wigglesworth.
The dentist should have come out to one of the other patients.
Where was the dentist?
That guy didn't.
We just had to put. No. So that guy. We had to put him down.
His teeth were. He didn't floss.
Thinking quickly and not wanting to hurt his practice, he looked at everyone in the room and said, "That guy just. There was nothing we could do for him. We had to put him down."
He should have screamed, "You'll pay your bill next time."
Yeah. Tell me you're not paying. So now we've got
that one got me a little bit. Oh, it's top 10 time.
Top 10 music time.
And we got it. This is a bonus this week because it's also a pretty funny story as well as a top 10 list.
Top 10 list, sorta. McDonald's let the internet create their own burgers, and guess what happened? That's
course.
Right. I forgot. This is actually McDonald's had to know what they were doing. The New Zealand branch of the franchise launched its Create Your Taste campaign with a special promotion. Design your own burger and get free fries and a soft drink for your trouble. Not a bad idea in theory, but there's the part where they let everyone share their hideous creations. There was no way that someone somewhere in the company didn't speak up at one point and say, "Hey, you know that the internet's just going to create the most offensive and terrible burgers possible, right?"
Okay.
And now we give you the top 10.
Before we get into the top 10, I want you to know that it was difficult. There were more than 10 in the list.
And you had to break them apart?
I had to. Some of them were not most of them were not family
so
friendly.
So you actually, these aren't in the exact
And the
order.
Funny thing about it is when you created one of these things online, it made a picture of your creation. So
did you see the guy online that went to the kiosk at McDonald's and literally built a burger with everything they had?
No.
It was like I forget how many patties, how many pieces of cheese, pickles. It came out so, and actually surprisingly the manager came out and was actually cool about it, and they were like, "Oh, we couldn't fit it all in the burger," and he brought him a couple trays with more food.
Oh my goodness.
And the guy paid like, it came up with a glitch at first, and the guy owed like $4,000 or something. But then it came back; it was like $30 or something.
Yeah,
the guy paid
that's not bad.
No, can I have $30?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, anyway, let's get to the. Should we play the top 10 music again?
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, it's nice. Pleasant.
It really kind of pales in comparison to the other one, but
and this list I think is pretty funny in itself. But
but this isn't the actual ranking because you had to take.
No,
some
this
out.
Is the correct. This is not the actual ranking, but. The pictures were hilarious. I'll just tell you that.
We're going to post those?
Yeah.
Can
yeah,
we?
I'll see if I can. Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah, I think we can do it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Number 10 is the Sad European, and it was just a hamburger bun with cheese. That was it. One slice of cheese, and it did look sad.
Then there was Girth.
Number 9 was Girth, and it was 7 meat patties. That's all that one was.
Number 8 is sure to offend someone.
Number 8, the Benghazi Chicken Witch. 2 meat patties, special sauce, extra lettuce, no bun. This is a good one. Do you take number 7?
The Bernie Socialist Feast. It's just a bun.
It's just a bun.
That's all you get. That's all we're giving you.
Number 6 was the rectal prolapse. It was a grilled onions, 6 eggs, and a chicken patty.
You all right?
Yeah. Number 5 was the Carbonator, and it was 6 buns stacked neatly.
The next one's actually pretty funny. These aren't all like knee slappers. These aren't all knee slappers, but they're number 4, the Atheist Delight. Nothing but an empty container.
It was a bag. It was just a bag in the picture.
And my favorite one of all is the number 3, Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
3 Filet-O-Fish bricks, lettuce, sauce, and a bun. But just the name, Bodie McBoatface.
Number 2 was a bag of lettuce. And all it was a dozen servings of lettuce.
Be careful with number 1.
I debated on putting this on
there. The quarter pound my Angus. A quarter pound of Angus beef with fixings and a bun. It's nothing bad. It just it's meant to lean that way though.
Correct.
A quarter pound my Angus, a quarter pound of Angus beef.
Oh,
those are pretty good. But my favorite. Let's see what the takeaways are. I like the name Benghazi Chicken Witch.
Yeah,
the Bernie Socialist Feast. My favorite, absolute favorite is Bodie McBoatface. That just cracked.
I think Atheist Delight.
Atheist is funny, but I mean the actual name.
In New Zealand, they must serve their burgers like in little bags because it was just a little flat bag. It was all that was in the picture.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, we've come to an end of another one.
Yep.
Have we done it already?
Yep. It's going to be that time.
But there's so much more to talk about.
We could talk about this. Or we could talk about that, but we don't have time.
What do you look at the clock for? You do that.
I was double checking the time.
Wait. Okay, well, until next time, this is Craig.
And this is Aaron.
And I guess we're done.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
How about some bloopers and cutouts?
I mean, do I sound okay in your headphones?
Sound good
I
to me.
This thing is making static for me.
Maybe.
It's like I'm married to it. Nothing but static.
You got to get your replacement plugger.
I keep forgetting.
I keep forgetting when I didn't love it.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
Wait, you just don't sound. You smile. What's wrong with you guys? Smile. I can tell a difference when I'm editing. I can tell when I'm smiling.
Really?
Yes.
I don't like smiling.
Smiling's my favorite. No, I like smiling.
No, it's not my favorite at all.
Smiling's my favorite.
Hey, welcome to another episode. Oh, now you're looking at me. Stop.
You're sitting right across from me.
All right, stop. Stop.
I'll look at the clock. Every time I look at the clock, you yell at me.
What are you looking at the clock for? Hey, welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged. I'm really talking fast. Stroke. That's why he's a criminal.
I thought that was a pretty weird story.
Remember, kids, crime doesn't pay.
Put his own wanted poster as his profile picture.
That sounds sincere, the way I said that. Kids.
Was it sincere?
Did it sound sincere?
No.
Kids, crime doesn't pay.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was like a PSA we just did.
We were PSA heavy last week.
We're really good people. We did a PSA just then. That's public service announcement for all the common folk out there.
David the daughter.
Ground control.
David the daughter. Please.
Please do.
I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
If you... Let's say somebody came to you. Let's say God came down and said, Craig, for the rest of your time on earth, you have to do away with one of the following.
My co-host?
You get to keep one of these two.
Okay.
Hot showers.
Okay.
Or hot meals. Which would you take?
Is that to...
It's for life.
Does that suggest that I can still have cold meals?
Yep. You can have cold meals or you can have cold showers.
But can I have hot showers and cold meals?
Yes.
Oh, I'm down with that because I can eat cottage cheese.
Amen. See, I'm the same way.
I could eat ice cream.
Everybody I talked to that I've asked that question today has said they would take cold showers and they had to have hot food.
No, I don't care if food's hot. I mean, I don't like pizza cold. But
sure,
I could eat cold pizza. No, I don't really like cold pizza.
Oh, I do. I eat a lot of sandwiches.
But room temperature would also qualify as cold. So
yeah,
any,
that's right.
Like chips.
Yep.
It's just
not a hot meal.
It's just not a hot meal.
But you can't have chili unless it's like cold chili, and that sounds disgusting.
Well, not necessarily. Is it hot, like spicy hot, or just heated?
Just heated. Just temperature.
Oh, I could do that. And hot showers? Yeah.
But this is for life.
Okay. Hot showers?
You looked at me like I was insane.
I mean, there's so many cold foods that you can eat that are just delicious that why would that be a problem? But a cold shower every day?
You can never have a hot steak again. Never have a hot hamburger.
I'll eat cold. I can eat that stuff cold. I just don't eat. I don't like.
You can still have all the dilly bars you wanted.
Can have ice cream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't want. I don't want cold pizza.
Why?
I just don't like cold pizza.
Boy, I do. I almost like it better.